Orisun Bare Primary Health Center is located along Ejigbo Road and easily accessible from Akowonjo Shasha Road in Alimosho Local Government Area. The health center was established in 2008 and is under Oguntade Bameke Ward of Alimosho with an estimated population of 40,000 residents. After a training on simple management skills organized by the Lagos State Civil Society Partnership, LASCOP, for members selected from the Community Development Association, CDA, in the area, a ward health committee was set up. Members of LASCOP, Barrister Ayo Adebusoye and Ms. Chichi Inkire, said the committee is tasked with the function of managing communal health activities between the health center and the resident in Orisun Bare, and other observations based on their work with health centers in the state.
When you take a particular issue to local government, they will tell you budget has not been passed, fund has not been released, and then you cannot keep people waiting. They already have a generator here, but they have issue of fouling. When these people were trained, the first thing they did was they repaired the fans through community efforts. They work with the CDAs. There's a filling station here. They go to solicit for assistance from the filling station. The local government, the way I see them, they need to be pushed sometimes before they can take up action.
So we need to begin to examine some of this support system. How many persons with disabilities can they attend to here? So I think those are some areas of improvement in future.
The head of the World Health Committee, Alhaji Hafsat at ABC, spoke on the functions and challenges facing the health center.
When they train us, start our work here by mobilizing people to the PHC. During the time we start this program, we don't have enough patients here. We used to mobilize people and talk to them. And it was during the time we are here that they started their antenatal clinic. There is no fund for the children when they want to do immunization. All the babies, mother, they used to talk that they have it. So we as a community, we try as much as possible. We donated some amounts and bought funds.
I also visited Alabata Primary Healthcare Center, situated at Bakery Bus Stop along Akowonjo Road. Alabata Primary Healthcare Center is one of the flagship healthcare centers in Alimosho Local Government Area and caters for an estimated 50,000 residents. The health center is usually crowded and operates a 24-hour healthcare service, but lacks space as the health center is within a small space of land. The chief matron of Alabata Health Center, Mrs. Grace Okpadotun, speaks on operations at the health center that receive about 100 patients daily.
250 candidates daily are coming for immunization today alone. The work is too much. I'm managing, we are coping. You can see them, we are still answering them. And we do 24 hours here, free delivery. We just have a baby, just now.
Some women attending antenatal care spoke on service delivery at both health centers, and there was mention of women being required to bring 2 liters of kerosene as requirement for child delivery. And this was confirmed by a man who said he bought kerosene during his wife's child delivery.
For them to boil water for you, because of the kerosene, for them to boil or so that.
As I buy 10 liters kerosene, you don't say, don't be fresh.
Their services are okay. I believe they have qualified and well-trained nurses than private hospital where they can just employ anybody. They should be well-equipped. There should be enough facilities that could take care of the public, and more nurses and doctors should be deployed here.
The medical officer for health in Alimosho Local Government Area, Dr. Kayode Odunfunwa, said paucity of funds, epileptic power supply are among the challenges facing effective delivery of healthcare services in Alimosho.
The major challenge is that, like I said, is space technology. Sometimes in the child welfare clinic, you have over 120, 150.
Apart from the challenges mentioned, both health centers lack medical workers with knowledge of sign language to communicate with women that are hearing impaired. Experts report that this is a major challenge, discouraging hearing impaired women from accessing proper maternal health care services. I am Tina Armstrong.